The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Today on God Calling, we're going to talk about marriage. And to talk about marriage with us are Tina and Dwayne Ranta. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
How long have you been married?
24 years.
Not a bad record in today's world.
No, it's good. It's great.
It's very good. Good. Tina, let's start with you. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in North Royalton, majority of my life. Went to Holy Family School in Parma because back in the day we had districts.
Okay,
and even though
sure?
I was in North Royalton, I had to go to Holy Family, which was great. My aunt was the principal. I had three aunts that were Vincentian nuns. And my one aunt was the principal when I was there. And wonderful, wonderful memories of Holy Family in my years there.
Big parish and big school.
It was the biggest in the Cleveland Diocese at the time.
Right. What was your prayer life like at home? These aunts are religious. I mean, was it prayer before all meals or weekly mass, daily mass?
Weekly mass. I'm one of six. It was too hard for my mom to get us all out the door to go to, you know, daily
sure.
mass for sure. Very Marian home. My
okay.
mother was very much a Marian mother. She would share with us many books she was reading. We would watch a lot of movies, you know, whether it was about Lourdes or Fatima, Garabandal, whatever. My mom was always sharing that my mom was very Marian herself, which I believe she imparted on all of us.
Mm-hmm. I've said this on a couple of shows over the years, but I never knew how, with five kids, and of course my mom and dad, so seven of us in a fairly small house, but with five kids, if you didn't go to communion, I'm a lot older than you guys, but if you didn't go to communion, not everybody went to communion back in the day, but if you didn't go, you got this look from your mother as she walked by you, like, what's going on with you, mister? How she remembered the next Saturday to say, you, mister, get yourself over to confession. I don't know how she, managing all she had to manage at home, but she did it.
Because she's a mom.
You know what? I think you just answered the question perfectly. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, how about yourself?
I grew up across the river, as I say, in Northfield.
Okay.
Went to Nordonia and graduated from there. So that's where I basically grew up. And then in multiple different denominations. My grandmother was Southern Baptist.
Okay.
And I really respected her and what the way that she lived life. And it was an inspiration to me to see, you know, and to work my life as she worked her life, you know.
Mm-hmm. A good example.
Yeah, and basically my mom took us to a Lutheran church, not school, but yeah, and that's pretty much where our practices were not on a weekly basis, but we did participate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had a belief in God, Jesus Christ, you know.
Yeah.
The basics, I suppose.
Sometimes you don't realize it until you get older and you look back on your life, and you know he was there. You know that his presence was in certain steps in life that you partook in and kept you on a straight path that you didn't realize that you were on that straight path, and he was there helping you walk that path.
Mm-hmm. Tina, after the grammar school, grade school, where'd you go to high school?
I went to North Royalton High School. I wanted to go to Catholic school, but my parents just could not do it with six kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I went to North Royalton High School, which was very intimidating after going to a Parma Catholic school into North Royalton High School, public school, but that's where I went for 4 years.
Do you ever have any callings to a religious vocation at all?
No, I really did not.
just the traditional, probably get married and have a family.
Right.
And
which I did.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
All right.
I have two sons and a daughter.
Yourself? High school?
I have two sons and a daughter as well. So we call ourselves, we have the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah, three and three.
Yep, three and three.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. Well, how did you cross the river?
How did I cross the river? I spent part of my life in Westlake. Okay. So with my kids when they first were young. And then what occurred is once I met Tina, and the situation was as we were running back and forth. I was in Westlake, she was in Parma. And we actually had, out of six kids, I think we had five different schools.
Oh boy.
That we were chasing kids to. And when we did come together, they were all teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Except for one.
Except for one, right. She's younger. But bringing that many teenagers together and trying to acclimate them to live in the same household under different rules from a step-parent was one of the challenges in life, you know?
Yeah, sure. You know. Who was the Brady girl that was always sulking? The middle one. I forgot the wasn't Marcia, in any case. Having been married before, how did you proceed next?
I was single for about 7 years and really dated very little. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a whole lot out there, and I wasn't interested. And then my very good friends that we're still very good friends with introduced me to Dwayne. I went to high school with them. They were my high school friends, but Dwayne worked with them. Okay. He worked with Larry. And Larry told me that he had this guy that he had been working with, and on and off they would see each other on jobs. And he introduced us, and I liked him right away. Mm-hmm. I knew he was a really solid person, and didn't know that much about his faith life at that time. But it didn't take long, because our first date was at a coffee shop. But our second date, he took me to see Father Rookie at Peter the Apostle Church in Middleburg Heights for a healing service. Who does that on a date, a second date?
Well, you made a statement, right?
He did. That probably got me right there. And our faith journey together has been really, like as Dwayne said, until you look back at where you were and where God brought you to today, you don't realize how strong he was guiding us. Mm-hmm. And then once we got married, we were living in my home in Parma, and that was not a good idea. We decided we needed a neutral ground.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
We found a home in Brecksville and moved here. And at that point, we were church sharing. We were going to the Lutheran church one Sunday, the Catholic church the next Sunday, trying to keep it equal with the kids that were still involved in the church. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we moved to Brecksville and we came to St. Basil's, we just absolutely loved it, both of us. And then when his son made his confirmation in the Lutheran church, that's when we pretty much stopped going to the Lutheran church and just went to St. Basil's.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You're up next, Dwayne. Okay. Right here on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. Thanks for joining us on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Tina and Dwayne Ranta are joining us on God Calling today. We're talking about marriage. And Dwayne, you're a retired carpenter.
Yes, sir.
And you guys met, but slow but sure, you kind of drifted. Moving the family to Brecksville and St. Basil the Great was a turning point in your life, as far as your religious journey goes.
We were looking for a place that we would land, and coming and found the house that we did find, there was a peace that came over me knowing where I was, and I told Tina that we're supposed to be here and mm-hmm. in that situation. And so we came to St. Basil's, and we've been going to St. Basil's ever since for over 20 years, 23 years, yeah.
Wow, yeah. You had a pastor there for a long, long time, yep. Father Walt Jenny, great guy.
He was awesome. He was probably one of the people in my life that mentored and showed me so much grace and so much humility, and I don't know, he knows how to walk, and he was great to follow. I mean, I've done a lot of things with him, spent many times in Honduras on a mm-hmm. mission that he founded back in 99, that he found a calling to because of the hurricanes that hit down there and the people people's needs. And
he had done a lot with Catholic Charities too, if I'm not mistaken.
He was, yes, yeah, he was in Catholic Charities for quite a few years before he came to St. Basil's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in charge.
When and how did you make the decision to convert?
To convert, I don't think it's a conversion. If you're a follower of Christ and Christ is, you know, in your life, and you're searching with him, and you know that he's there, you're basically educating yourself on the vehicle that you use to follow him and to be part of his life in a church. And with the situations, I've traveled and educated myself on different, you know, Lutheran and different evangelical.
Sure.
I visited many just to see what was there and what was, you know, what was being taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then once we got into St. Basil's and we joined and we got started and we struggled together because of where I was and Tina was, but we came together with a program that Tina thought that we should join.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to twist his arm or was it a mutual decision?
Well, we were struggling because we were two 40-some-year-olds with six kids and a lot of baggage, and I was a little worried about us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, it was a big, huge transition in our life to blend these families and ourselves. And I saw this banner up at St. Basil's with this quirky looking guy holding a big question mark, and it said Alpha is coming. So I called the parish, talked to Deacon Dave Pecco, had never met him, now he's a very dear friend, and asked him about it. And he said that it's a basic Christian teaching course that focuses on the things that are the same in the Christian faith instead of focusing on the things that are different. And I thought, well, we mm-hmm. need that because we were not on the same page always. Dwayne wasn't raised Catholic. There's things that I believe in and he doesn't understand. And I'm like, okay, so let's try it. So we did. And I'm just going to tell you, after day number one, we were hooked. We loved it. We worked the program for at least 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it added so much to our marriage and our own personal spiritual journey. I believe that was my reversion in my Catholic faith was a big part of Alpha.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard it put the way you put it, Dwayne, the vehicle. We're all still Christ-centered.
When I explain it to other people, I mean, we all drive different cars, and we all like certain vehicles, SUV, car, whatever, truck. But we all have our methods to get around in this world. And if you take it and look at it as an example, I try to explain to people, everybody's got their choices. And when we did start to go through Alpha and that, I got a catechism, a Catholic catechism, and I studied that as doing Alpha and the catechism. And there was nothing that was any different than there's only small things that people will emphasize, but Christianity is Christianity. No matter what, following Christ is following Christ. That is what I came to peace with, too, about studying the those different things.
Well, it's funny. I remember when they were doing the merging some parishes, even within the Catholic Church, this Polish parish didn't want to be with that Polish parish, or what, I'm just picking that out of the air,
right.
But or this Italian parish didn't want to be with them because, oh, they're the elitist. Oh, they're the, you know, and it was even within the church, let alone different denominations.
Sure.
So it was a rough time. They could have used the Alpha program, maybe.
They could have used the Alpha program.
So how does the Alpha program work, Tina? Because you say you did it for about 12 years.
It was written by an Episcopalian minister called Nicky Gumbel in England. It's got to be close to 30 years old now. Probably 30 years old. And every week you would gather, you would have a meal, and then you'd do some worship and praise songs, and then you'd have a speaker, and there's different topics like the church today or prayer or evil. And we had for years live speakers. A lot of people just use tapes. We had live speakers, which they would interject their own experiences,
mm-hmm.
and it was powerful. I mean, that wasn't even the action. The action of changing lives was at your table. We had a lot of people who were really hurting, that had gone through some really sad things that we could see from the start to the end that lives were being changed, including our own, I would say, including our own. It was very healing for us. Deacon Dave is still doing it at St. Basil's. Dwayne has Alpha tonight. He's still working the program. I mean, it's just a wonderful program. Even if you say, well, I've been Catholic my whole life. I don't, you know, I don't need that reinstruction. To just to hear other people's experiences and what they have to share really is so helpful for your own spiritual journey.
I hope you both stay right where you are. I hope our listeners do as well, right here on God Calling. We'll be back after these messages on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Welcome back to God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski, Tina and Dwayne Ranta joining us today. And this is the first program we've done on someone that's been through the annulment process. Tina, talk about that a little bit. We were chatting while the commercials were on.
Well, my personal feelings about the annulments when I first got divorced, I didn't think it was necessary. But as my faith journey grew, I had a lot of people giving me a lot of messages that if you're going to stay in the Catholic Church, you need to follow the rules. You need to be all the way in. So I decided that I would get an annulment. I met with Deacon Dave from St. Basil's, and he told me that Dwayne would have to get an annulment also because he's a baptized Christian. And I about fell off my chair and thought, nope, he's made his peace with God. He's not going to go for that. So I went home and I told Dwayne, and I just let it be. And I proceeded to work on mine. Mm-hmm. 2.5 years later, he said, I'm not coming straight home from work tonight. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm meeting with Deacon Dave. Start on my annulment. It was a little bumpy road, but we did get our annulments, and we set a date to have our marriage blessed in the church by Father Walt Jenny. And I told Dwayne the date of that, and he then told me that he was going to join the Catholic Church. And I said to him, you don't have to do that for me. You've already gone through the annulment process. I appreciated that so much. And he just looked at me and said, I'm not just doing it for you. So.
It's a nice story.
It is.
What a guy you are, Dwayne.
He is.
What were the hurdles of not maybe doing that earlier? I know clearly the Catholic view of the Eucharist is different from other denominations.
It's not, there wasn't any hurdles. It's just a confirmation and an understanding and a peace that you can find within that that is the path that you're led to, basically, you know, with the Catholic Church too, in the RCIA program. Father Walt and Deacon Dave decided that I could sit down with Deacon Dave and talk, because by this time Deacon knew me well enough, and at one time he said something to me on the order of probably know more about the Bible than most Catholics.
Probably true.
And because that's where my study was and that's where my understanding was, and that's somewhat more anything, that's where my peace came from. With that, I sat with Dave, and I think we went through two or three meetings for my RCI situation, and he says, oh, I think you're done and ready to go. So
hey,
then,
good student.
We went through the situation of getting our marriage blessed and that in the church, and it's just a point of peace, and with Alpha and with other programs and things that I was going through, I found a large peace in the Eucharist as well. I knew that there was a lot more to it than I expected. So it was a walk to know that I was still walking in that right direction.
Speaking of walking in directions, you said it coming in, you're going to do the Camino walk.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How did you decide to do that? Very rigorous, is my understanding.
Well, I never even heard of it until I went to France about 8 or 9 years ago, and we rented cars and drove down to Lourdes. And on the way there, one of the ladies with us was a librarian and was telling us about the walk, and the movie The Way with Martin Sheen had just come out.
Right.
So that was my first introduction to it. And with some of our Honduras friends, we've talked about it with them a little bit, and it just kind of went from there, and we decided that we're not getting any younger. This is our travel year. We've had to put a lot on hold, joyfully, to receive new grandchildren. You can't go out of the country when you have new grandchildren coming with a new child, you know.
Sure.
And then COVID postponed a lot of our travel, and Dwayne did 25 trips to Honduras. So that was a lot of our travel, his travel. I only did two. I did go twice. But that was a huge part of travel for him. So
being a carpenter,
right?
Yeah, needed you.
Yeah, that's just, he loves it there. But anyways, so we just decided to do it. And my sister had sent me, she's a big hiker, and had sent me her tour group, had sent a paper about it. So we started working. I just started working on it in December. And sadly, now my sister can't go for different reasons. But two of our good friends that Dwayne has done Honduras with for years are going with their wives.
Yeah.
We are doing the Portuguese walk, which is probably the best for beginners. we're not doing the Pyrenees.
Crawl before you walk.
Right. So excited. And this is allowing us to go to Fatima, which my mother went to Fatima. My mom's only trip to Europe was to Fatima. And I feel so blessed to be able to go to Fatima. Mm-hmm. And I've been to Lourdes. I mean, just, and Our Lady of Good Help. We went to Wisconsin a year and a half ago to the only approved apparition site in the United States.
Okay.
So very blessed. So excited.
I'm not sure if you're still doing it. We were development director down at what parish?
Mary Queen of Peace. It's okay.
Tell me about that work.
Well, I think I've been with Father, I don't even know how many years now, maybe six. And I started out as for the school and the church. And I did a lot with the school. I did a lot with the fundraisers, anything that they had going on. I did promote. I have a marketing background, healthcare marketing, so I'm pretty good on the computer. So I did a lot of, like, for their golf outing, mm-hmm. did all the paperwork for them. And then I started to get really busy with babysitting.
Sure.
You know, we have seven grandkids. And I started getting really busy, so I told him in January of 2019 that I needed to cut back. By fall, he needed to find someone else because I was babysitting 3 days a week.
Okay.
So then COVID came. Everything changed. COVID sure. changed everything. And I didn't see him for a while. And then in April, I saw him out in the parking lot. And he yells over the parking lot, "Are you still going to do my We Give Catholic?" I said, "Okay, I guess I'm still working." So we pared my job down. I just do alumni-related things.
Good.
I do a newsletter twice a year, an all-alumni mass and get-together, and I still do his We Give Catholic. So very small job, but keeps me connected, which yeah. I love that parish too.
We could go on for a long time, but we're out of time here on God Calling. Tina and Dwayne Maranta, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. This is God Calling. Join us each and every week at this very same time right here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. If you miss any part of today's program or you just want to listen again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.